Slava, some sad news breaking this week with the demise of Manchester Phoenix.
As you just said, it is a sad news. It's a club with history. It's a club that won trophies and they had a great support over the years. Unfortunately, it's been a difficult time for them over the last couple of years and they can't sustain it anymore. And I feel sorry for the players, I feel sorry for the coach and obviously the fans. And I just wish the guys all the best and hopefully they can all find jobs and move on. But yeah, I played in Manchester myself and I know how good the setup used to be. So yeah, it is a shame.
Yeah, obviously a big loss obviously for Manchester and also the league. But I always thought they played such great attack and offensive hockey. It was always good to watch. It was always a good game, particularly with us.
I guess with the coach, with Tony Hunt, he's very offensive player himself. He put a lot of points on the board, and I think that's how he's reflected into his team. The guys, the players that he signed, they used to be very offensive players, and they, like you said, they were entertaining, good value for money hockey. So yeah, like I said, it's a shame. It's a huge shame.
Where do you see the league for next season going? There's a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen to the EPL or that was going to be restructured.
Like you said, it's a lot of uncertainties and you hear one thing, then you hear another thing. So I'll just wait and see and hopefully something will get sorted out soon, I hope, because I don't want to be landing up in a situation like last year when my roster was completed and then we added some rules and extra input to the league roster or to the league overall, and it would be nice to know which way are we going, and hopefully it'll be sorted very soon.
On more happier news, a new signing for the team.
Yes, it is a good news. We got Greg back, and you know, just a person that everybody knows. He's well liked in the room, fans like him. And I think he brings a different aspect to our game. He's a guy that stands up for the players when he needs to be. At the same time, he's disciplined. He doesn't just do it for the sake of doing it. And I'm happy to have him back.
Yeah. He is a firm fans' favourite. They love him back, as you say. But also, I guess it's a bit of cavalry for the defence, given the likes of injuries to Scott Robson and Ben Russell at the moment.
Yes. There is no hiding. We had some injuries and some of them long term. And with the head injuries, Ben came back and played and helped us out to make it to the final of the cup. And hopefully he'll be back in the next couple of weeks again. But with the head injuries, you just cannot gamble. It's something can happen overnight. And Robson, Rob is feeling better, but still he's a little bit away. There is still a need. A little bit more time, and I think we just wanted to make sure when the bad situation happened in Manchester and Greg was available, we know what he brings, we know his commitment, and we thought it's a right move for the team, and owners approved it and they are very happy to have him back. So I think there is not going to be many unhappy faces, that's for sure.
Just in time for two difficult games this weekend against Guildford and Telford.
Yeah, the game's not going to be easy. They were not easy games last week. We still short staffed. We're still heavily short staffed, and we're just going to take one game at a time and see where we're at, like we did last weekend, and hopefully we'll get the positive results.
Yeah, I mean, that was a real surprise, I think, to most people anyway, that four-point weekend. Do you think there's any chance of that being repeated this time round?
There is always a chance. That is, you always think it's a chance. It's a tough situation because we're playing two good teams that obviously Guildford wants to move up the table and Telford is fighting for the league. We have to concentrate on ourselves. We have to still correct the aspects of the games that I think could make us even stronger, and that's what we're working on right now. Results are secondary, and hopefully it will bring the results as well.
And is there any update on the EPL Cup final dates at all?
Not at the moment. Again, with Manchester just literally pulling out a day or so ago. It's gonna now probably take some time to reshuffle things in the whole of the schedule for the league, and I think that's affecting the cup dates as well. But as soon as we know, they will be announced, and obviously it'll be good for us to know, for the team, for both teams to start getting ready.